4 after 7, indeed. I'm now joining on the line by the MEC of Kokstad, Ubabu Speed Mashilo. He joins us as he was in Russia a couple of days ago and is back to share with us some of the nuggets learned in Russia and as well as the presentation they made as the delegation of Mpumalanga sent by the Minister of Human Settlement, Umamu Logogo, by the MEC of Kokstad. Joins us now. That's MEC Mashilo. MEC, good evening. As always, thank you so much for making time.
Yes, yes, good evening, Musa, and good evening to the rest at end listener.
MEC, you were part of the Russian demolition, in fact, the Russian demolition forum in Russia. What is the economic impact of the demolished products in Mpumalanga, or projects rather? Sorry.
Well, look, the minister asked me to lead a delegation of South Africa to the forum, which is an international, it's a fifth international Russian demolition forum, quite interesting, meeting big conglomerate of business around this aspect of demolition. What we have found there is that we are not almost the same level with the Russian, but they do a lot of demolitions of buildings, be it the hotel, be it the malls, and construct the new model of buildings, as opposed to ourselves. Because in ourselves, we do have demolitions around the asbestos, which Russia has since considered that, eradicated around 1998. They don't have that anymore. And they got the informal settlement, which indeed they've moved away from that as well. But in the main, they concentrate on the buildings. That includes the bridges to construct a new that are highly developed, and they use a very high technology whereby they can only demolish a building within buildings and those other buildings are not affected. So this is what we have learned, and apparently we will do it, because as South Africans, we must move in terms of developing our cities, developing our areas in a manner that is very attractive and in terms of the model system of our construction. This is what probably was learned, and how quickly they do that in a manner that you spend less, as opposed in our case, you spend number of millions just to demolish a building. And you can look, the number are dilapidated, some have been hijacked. You can go to city of Johannesburg and elsewhere in the countries. And in the case of Russia, they don't have such things.
Sure,
they demolish it so properly. And I think that's the route ourselves we should go there. And that's the reason the minister wants us to go there and learn. And indeed, we've learned together with the team. We're preparing a comprehensive report that will be shared in the MINMEC, where MEC is, and as well, we'll take it to municipalities as well. Because the municipalities are in the main, the custody of a number of buildings that are in our city.
Yeah. MEC, we are also informed that, you know, part of the presentation that Mpumalanga made was also to show how you are somewhat eradicating the asbestos infrastructure and somewhat the informal settlement. What is then the current status of persons still living in asbestos infrastructure in Mpumalanga?
Look, we've got almost 20,000 in the Malahleni alone. And there are a number of municipalities in the province. Are almost majority of municipalities, they do have asbestos houses. Some were built some time ago. But there is a decision to eradicate it. And I'm determined. I did put money in the previous financial year. But to demolish the asbestos, you need a dedicated people. Not just anyone can remove it. There is a particular law that must be followed, including companies that are accredited, and there are not many in the country, and where to dispose it. In the case of Mpumalanga, we have to dispose all asbestos in Binon area, this is a particular area, so that we don't allow it to be disposed anywhere. And from where we sit, we have eradicated completely at the Palisade, at the smallest, you know, asbestos we have done. We are currently doing Chief Albert Letulu, doing JS Morocco. We have not started in Mpombela, which a lot of asbestos are, and as well as Malahleni. We'll be going there as systematic. But yes, we're doing well, and we're determined to eradicate it. I've spoken to the Premier that probably we should go and open those who have contributed into Palaiseng so that we can appreciate it. You'll remember the issue of asbestos elsewhere in the country, you know, what has happened. And I think I'm very conscious, and my team is very conscious of that, so that we're not on the statistics of doing things not the right way. Everything must be done in a proper and must conclude a project properly.
But also let's then touch on the issue of migration of informal to urban areas. I mean, how has that been? Because some have criticized that particular transition of the department to say that it's moving at a snail pace. So how best can you categorize in the manner in which you have dealt with just the migration from informal settlement into economic hubs or into the urban areas, just trying to bring people into where, you know, services and infrastructure and factories and working places are?
Well, Musa, there are three problem areas. One, we don't find sufficient land available in the cities where we can easily migrate our people into it. That's the first issue. The second area is the bulk itself. The bulk of those cities are not up to scratch to consume more than what it currently consumed. And you can hear of late the court rule against the Palaiseng municipalities in terms of their sewer. Sometimes they did to Coben and Mbeki. These are the bigger challenge. Now, if we are easily without planning, just want to move everybody into the city centers, I can tell you, we are going to have a chaos that we are not going to manage it as the municipalities. We need to equally upgrade your infrastructure so that you can consume further. But yes, I must indicate we are moving, and this is our program that we are determined. In some areas, we are buying away some the pocket of, you know, of land that is close to the cities. We are doing that in Mbombela. We are trying to put as well the dam, a dam, not the reservoir, Musai dam. Mbombela doesn't have a dam.
Yes,
it consumes water from Kwena Dam. Kwena Dam is in Tabachweu. People of Tabachweu, when they don't have water, they will tell me that, look, we are taking water to Mbombela, and the dam is seated here with us. Now, you've got this problem, and that's why Mbombela is growing so quicker, and must bring people closer to the city center. You must be mindful of the infrastructure and all these amenities that I just referred to.
Mm.
And definitely, we're on course about that. We'll know the economy of the country and the province. We're not doing well. Of course, it's changing, which it makes our life very easy. One of the areas we have learned in Russia is about the waste. That is, their waste, they're equally using the waste that they get, being the rubbles, that they get those rubble, they'll use it to crush it and build the tar road as well.
Wow.
And some, those, yeah, separate it, go and produce electricity. And at home, we've got rubble, that is just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those are areas we want us to begin to move, and so that we don't lose anything. You utilize almost everything, from paper to the rubbles of building. We don't go to where municipalities have got the waste and they just throw it there. They don't know what to do about it. Those are areas we'll want our municipalities to begin to take that model of Russia.
Yeah, lastly, before I let you go, MEC, how much of an impact then does this illegal land grabbing have on the plans of the department in bringing people closer to these economic hubs? Yeah, I know partly you have spoken into that point, but I'd like you to expand here.
Very huge, Musa. Very huge. I can tell you, because that we're going to have all the time the protest, because committee will not understand, you know, the reason that municipalities will advance. They will not even not understand. So when you invade, it means there is no plan altogether. People will just come in. And you went to develop the areas. Let's look the area of Msholozi, around the White River, Nelspruit in Mbombela, the city of Mbombela. How big is that area? And we're currently upgrading that area. But it's all difficult. You look at Matafeni, you know, next to the stadium.
Mm.
They just invaded that land today. And for you to develop that land is difficult in a sense that people are already there. You need to replant the area. Some of the sites are not the correct size, are not in compliance with the spluma. Some people that were cutting sites, some they were short, some they were tall. They, you know, they just trade it in a manner that is not up to the standard.
Mm.
And some must demolish some of the Malachin. where we're doing the upgrade. We demolish some of the houses so that the people that are in line, and some are nice big houses that must be demolished.
Sure, yeah.
So that's why I'm insisting to municipalities and how to put in a strong forum, what I called planning forum at a district level, where all the district and municipal planners, they come together, your QS, they plan so that at least we are in advance with the planning, and then we can start to put services as people come in, if the services are there.
Your time, we are indebted to it, and thank you so much for agreeing, and to the office staff. They've done us yet another favor of having you at such a short moment and such a short space of time. Siyabonga kakhulu, MEC, and all the best in the work that you do.
Thank you very much. Always my pleasure to share knowledge and information with our society.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, MEC. There you have it, Mpumalanga. It's the MEC of the Department of Cogstar.